As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. This morning, I'm going to be here in the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 6. The words will be found on the screen. Let us pray, or let us read together. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to meet in this place, Northwest Hills United Methodist Church, to be part of a community of faith that's so much bigger than ourselves, but a place in which we can bring each one of our gifts together for the greater good of serving you and serving our neighbor. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, this past summer, we had the opportunity to go to Disneyland in California. We really wanted to go check out the newest Star Wars rides and attractions. So, you know, we pack our suitcases in order to go. And we always have, we have these two big suitcases, one that usually Amy and I will put our stuff in, and one that the boy will put the boys' stuff in. And we try to squeeze all our stuff into these big suitcases, everything we need for the trip. And they always seem to weigh about 51 pounds. So we get to the airport, we bring our two big pieces of luggage to the counter and in Austin, and we, you know, we'll pick them up in Los Angeles at the airport there. It's so much easier, you know, to just get your suitcases to the counter, get them checked in, and then you're free from them until you pick them up wherever you're heading. Well, this particular trip, we had a layover. And so we had this layover in Phoenix, and so we arrive at Phoenix on time, and we eat our lunch, and then we start looking at the screen, and it says delay. And then, you know, we wait, and there's a 30-minute delay, and then it says updated, another delay, another delay, another delay. And after a while, we were like, maybe we need to look for another way. And so we were like at our gate waiting, and we noticed, hey, look, we can fly to Long Beach and get to the Los Angeles area quicker. And so we asked about it, and there was plenty of room for us to get on that flight. But because we had checked our baggages to Los Angeles Airport, LAX, we had to go fly there in order to get our luggage. Well, most of us did, or one of us did. One of us did. Anyway, so Amy and the boys were able to jump on that flight to Long Beach and get to the Los Angeles area quicker and got to the hotel. Meanwhile, I sat at the airport watching the screen continue to say delay, delay, another delay. And eventually, 7 hours later, I made it to Los Angeles Airport as well. What we thought was providing more freedom in our travel became the thing that held us back from getting where we wanted to get to in a timely manner. It became the chain. It became the barrier. And the truth of the matter is that we often filled those suitcases just because we had the space. We came home with more clean clothes than dirty clothes. And since that time, we've started traveling lighter. We've started each having our little carry-on filled with what we need for our trip and nothing more, which has provided us much more freedom that we can move around quicker And this is earth-shattering information, right? In Luke, Jesus gathers his 12 disciples together to commission them for their first missionary journey. The scene is this small village in Galilee, the disciples surrounding Jesus as he imparts instructions and authority to them. They're filled with a mix of excitement and apprehension as they prepare to go out and spread the message of the kingdom of God. And Jesus lays out details of their mission, instructing them to preach the gospel and to heal the sick and to drive out demons. And the disciples listen, absorbing the words. They're filled with strengths and weaknesses, but they're united in their devotion to Jesus and their desire to serve him faithfully. The scene is interesting. It's a mixture of power and dependence. On the one hand, Jesus lends them his power to cure and to heal and authority over the demons and to proclaim the good news, the same that he does. And yet, Jesus also tells them, take nothing for with them, but to rely on the generosity of others. Instead of filling their bags with things that are just in case or maybe extra, they shall be totally dependent on those around them. You see, when one is confident of being taken care of by others, kind of, even you would think it would stress you out more, but you don't feel the need to hoard resources or to take all kinds of preventative or preparatory measures. Whenever you're going somewhere and you're accepting the generosity of others, you're really free. Hospitality. It's the relationship of a host towards a guest. The host receives the guest with a goodwill and welcome. And it includes strangers, guests, and visitors alike. To those that we're expecting and those who we've never met, hospitality is the welcome to the table, the welcome to the home. One who goes with little goes because they trust in the people and think they'll be welcomed and received. You see, Jesus telling his disciples to not carry spare tunics or money or food. He's telling them to not worry and to not focus on themselves, but rather on their mission and on freedom to preach and to heal the sick. And God will provide all that they need through the people they encounter. The scripture, it's about hospitality and about sharing. It's about community. It's about acceptance of the excluded. When we share our life with others, we participate with them. We work with people side by side. We share our house. We share our food. We share our time. We trust one another. When we're in community, we're present. We're motivated. We live together and give witness to God that we're brothers and sisters in the faith. You see, Jesus wanted this type of local expression to be the covenant of the kingdom, a sign of the kingdom, of the love of God and the Father who makes us family, brothers and sisters walking together in the faith. And then Jesus gives them the power to heal, to preach, to care for those in need. The same work that Jesus was doing, he says, go and do through the power of the Holy Spirit to bring healing to a world that's still in great need of peace and healing. Jesus' mission to those 12 disciples is his mission to us. He places trust in his followers. He gives them responsibility to carry out his mission. And this verse encourages us to reflect on our own role in sharing the gospel and serving others in need. It challenges us to step out in faith, trusting in God's strength and guidance to make a difference in the world around us. In this book, Go, by George Hunter, there's a section that talks about what some believe church is about. He says, the main business, if you will. He says, some think that church is about just making people believe like us, behave like us, to become like us, to share our politics, and to have experiences like us. So much of us, right? So much becoming like us. But you see, the gospel, the message that we see here in the Gospel of Luke and throughout Matthew, Mark, and as the other Gospels, is so much bigger than me, myself, and I. The gospel is so much more than us. It's about the church, the whole church, the people of God being shaped by love to be sent out and to publicly be present in the world by serving and witnessing and inviting all people to know and experience the love of Jesus. Jesus is entrusting his followers with the mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God and bringing healing to those in need. It's about the mission. There's a quote in here from Emil Brunner. It was written in the early 1930s. Says, the word of God, which was given in Jesus Christ, is a unique historical fact, and everything Christian depends on it. Hence, everyone who receives this word, and by its salvation, receives along with it the duty of passing this word on. Just as a man who might have discovered a remedy for cancer, which saved himself, would be in duty bound to make this remedy accessible to all. Mission work does not arise from any arrogance in the Christian church. Mission is its cause and its life. The church exists by mission, just as fire exists by burning. Where there is no mission, there is no church. And where there is neither church nor mission, there is no faith. Mission is the spreading out of the fire which Christ has thrown upon the church. He does not propagate this fire, shows that he is not burning. He who burns propagates the fire. The divine remedy must be made accessible to all. So how can you use your own God-given gifts to bring hope and restoration to those around you? Jesus called these 12 in the scriptures, and he calls us today and equips us with everything we need to fulfill our unique purpose he has for us. The scripture reminds us of the importance of our faith, our reliance on God to provide everything we need, the perseverance in ministry when things get difficult, and resilience in the face of challenges. As we reflect on this scripture, may we be inspired to embrace our calling. May we trust that God is walking with us. May we remain unwavering in our commitment to advancing the kingdom of God with people who we encounter. There are 2 months left in the year 2025. Years just fly by. How can we as a congregation continue to reach out into our community to walk with our neighbors, to be present in serving the mission of Jesus Christ. Each person is needed. You all have a gift to share. And so I wonder, like, what would it look like for 100% of our congregation to be serving and or giving even outside of worship? That we may take what we proclaim in here and what we believe about God and live that mission in the world, the place that God sends us. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the ways in which you walk with us, that you care for us, that you provide everything that we need, that we might be free to share who you are and how you have blessed us. So God, continue to show us, both as a community and both as individuals as well, how we might serve you. God, as we encounter people, may you give us the words to speak, the actions to take, to best share who you are in our life. We love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.